Graham to Trump, make Iran feel pain, hit a refinery, sink their navy. By Jeff Poore on June 14, 2019. On Friday's broadcast of The Hugh Hewitt Show, Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, suggested President Donald Trump take an aggressive approach in responding to Iran's saber-rattling in the Persian Gulf. Among the actions, the South Carolina Republican U.S. Senator included sinking the Iranian Navy and attacking one of Iran's refineries, which he said would send a message to Iran not to interfere with the shipping lanes in the Persian Gulf. Partial transcript as follows. Hewitt, let's turn to Iran. Earlier this morning, moments ago, the President of the United States said, Iran did it, the mine that didn't explode had Iran written all over it. He didn't say what he is going to do. What do you think he ought to do about attacks on Gulf shipping, Lindsey Graham? Graham, make sure that the Iranians will never do it again because it hurt too much. If he doesn't send a clear, unequivocal signal with pain attached, they will keep doing it. They are testing him. The president got out of the agreement. He's put sanctions on Iran. He's breaking the back of the Iranian government economically. They are pushing back, they are testing his will. One of the great minds of our time, General Keane, said there are a couple of options. One is, start sending naval escorts for commercial shipping in the Straits of Hormuz. That's one thing to do. I don't know how sustainable that is. The other thing is just basically sink their navy. Now, put them on notice, start escorting ships, and if there is another attack on commercial shipping in the Straits of Hormuz, just sink all these fast boats, just sink their navy. Hewitt, that's what President Reagan did in 1988. With Operation Praying Mantis. I'd like to hear Lindsey Graham's assessment of this. They have a couple of major refinery complexes, maybe only two. They are attacking oil. Ought we to attack their refinery complexes? Because if you want to talk about bringing the country to a halt, that's the way to do it. Follow Jeff Poore on Twitter at Jeff_Poore.